Oh shit, I almost forgot y'all was with me. You know what time it is. Let's ride. What's going on, good people? It's your man, Furious Styles, formerly known as your man, Big B. Either way, I'm here riding out. Glad that you're able to join me. First of all, let me start off by saying thank you to everyone that has sent in emails and so forth about... you know, missing IDS and everything, and yeah, you know, we had a little scheduling snafu, if you will, that kind of bucked up against the holiday, which we had planned to take off, so that's what happened. We apologize. You know us. We really don't do breaks. We just kind of rock out and get things done, so... yeah, that's what happened. But I'm glad I got this ride with me thing, because I can just jump on and just get something knocked out sort of whenever I feel. So cool. I got this opportunity, and I'm glad you are here with me. Mad shout out to all my people out here on the road. Mr. Rude Boy M. And my man Kmart, he ain't on the road, but Kmart definitely on the check-in. So we definitely appreciate that. What am I here to kind of rap to y'all about today? Well, I figured I would touch on the topic du jour, which is this whole Kevin Durant situation. Y'all know we don't really rock out too much with sports on IDS. We just kind of keep it on the regular reg, talking about pretty much everything else except for sports, unless it intersects with life. But This Kevin Durant thing, I want to touch on a couple areas with it. First of all, addressing KD straight up. In my opinion, Kevin Durant just diminished his stardom just tenfold. You're not even worthy of Sixth Man of the Year award, if you even make it to that. You are now an orange moon to Stephen Curry's son, because all you're going to do is reflect his light. And that's a shame. You're a standalone entity, and you cowered to your opponent. Wow, that's sad. And I'm sure a lot of you have your opinions and probably a lot of you disagree with that. But, you know, that's okay. Like I said, I'm not a big NBA guy. I'm not a big stats person. I just don't believe in supporting something that gives me a majority bullshit and, you know, a little bit of good. I mean, 82 games, they pretty much play with your emotions. And then when the playoffs start, now we got to go hard. Man, screw that. You know what I'm saying? If you call yourself a basketball lover, yeah, support that thing called the NCAA. And if you're a true basketball lover and feel that NBA is the cream of the crop, then you would push to have the NCAA put in regulations that, you know, would make these players stay in school longer and develop as athletes and as people. So you don't have such a diluted horseshit product in what you love being the NBA. I'm just saying, I don't know. That's again, my opinion. More than welcome to share your thoughts on that. So yeah, Kevin Durant. I think going forward, as much as I care to care, I'll just call him the sixth man. I won't even call him KD anymore. Big ass motherfucker don't even make his shoes in big people sizes. Anyway. So he makes a move to the Warriors. You know, I listened to this local radio station host that I pretty much respect to the utmost because he's very knowledgeable, he's on point. But I just totally disagreed with what, you know, his point on why is everybody so mad at this move. I mean, this is the AAU Society of NBA. Yeah, we understand he's a grown man. He can do what he want to do, blah, 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 blah. But again, you cannot call yourself a superstar anymore. And anyone with any sense cannot call you a superstar anymore. And this local radio personality touched on the Stephen A. Smith situation, which kind of perked my ears up because I kind of touched on the Stephen A. Smith situation. Not because I wanted to, not because I cared, but because I read some foolishness on Facebook that I just couldn't back away from. But we're going to touch on that in a little bit. So this local radio show host, his name is Andy Poland. He tried to make the comparison of Stephen A. Smith to Kevin Durant in the sense of he's calling out Stephen A. Smith for calling out Kevin Durant for the move that he made, where Stephen A. Smith was employed by ESPN, had a very productive career, but then ESPN got rid of him and he went to Fox Sports. And as soon as his stardom grew again, ESPN came calling and he went back to them. You know, Mr. Poland, I see your point, but I don't see your point. Because see, the thing about it is, Kevin Durant didn't get fired. You see what I'm saying? Stephen A. Smith was fired. He had to go where there was work. Okay. And you know, the thing about it is, this is a different world than professional sports. You know, us working class folks, we got to get our dollars. You know what I'm saying? And so him being at Fox Sports, ESPN came calling with a bigger paycheck, what have you. You're damn right, you take it. It's just the way it works, sir. It's not the same with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is financially set for the rest of his life if he's a responsible person. And he chose to make this move to chum up with the people that smacked his ass. So, I can't agree with you on that AP. That just wasn't a good comparison. It's apples and grapefruits. for as much as I care. But let me get on this whole situation with what I read on Facebook. And for right now, I'm going to leave the names out. If the person knows who he is, if he wants to leave some feedback or he wants to chime in on what I'm saying now, the floor is open. Y'all know me. I'm not backing down from nothing. And like I said, I'm going into this letting you know I'm not an NBA fan at all. So, you know, if you want to come with your book of stats and you want to come breaking down numbers and all that, hey, dude, have fun. I'm not going to go there with you. I'm just going to speak true life points with you. So, I read this thing on Facebook where this person was also kind of riding the bandwagon of kind of trying to go on Stephen A. Smith. So, talking about this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's wrong with his information. He needs to just go sit down. From this point forward, I'm not even going to listen to this dude no more. Listen here. Stephen A. Smith is paid to give his opinion. Okay? That's it. That's all. His opinion. You know what the saying about opinions is? They're like assholes. Everyone has one. So, this guy gives his opinion, and he gives it well. Not only does he have strong opinions, not only does he deliver his opinion well, but he is not afraid to say what a lot of us are afraid to. Or a lot of us don't want to, you know, we want to be super PC about everything that comes out of our mouth. Stephen A is going to tell you like it is. And that's just that. So, Stephen A said this was a weak move. I agree. This was a horribly weak move. And if you want to say, oh, you know, if you want to argue, he can do what he wanted to do. Okay, fine. Bitch and moan about that shit to somebody else that cares to hear it. But the truth is what the truth is. Okay? Stephen A. Smith doesn't have a crystal ball. He's not a weatherman. He's going to forecast what's going to happen. He's going to give you his opinion on what he thinks might happen by what's in place. And that's that. He didn't tell you. He's not your financial advisor telling you what stocks to go get. He's just telling you what he thinks is going to happen. So the hell what he's wrong. Guess what? There's a lot of reporters and analysts or what have you that get it wrong every day. But the difference is they're supposed to be reporting what they know or what they hear or what have you. Stephen A's giving his opinion, sir. And you with the bitching and moaning about I ain't gonna listen to him no more, blah, blah, blah. You know what the ironic thing about it is? You do a podcast, sir. And guess what you do in your podcast? Yeah, you pretty much give your opinion on things that you hear in the news. You're not TMZ. You're not breaking any stories. You're fishing social media. You're pulling stories out. You're reading them. And you're giving your opinion on them. Wow. How about that? How about if all of a sudden now everyone doesn't want to listen to you because of your opinion? Are you be asked out, sir? And you're not even getting paid for it. Stephen A. is. You see, to me, I would think someone in your position would respect someone in a position of giving an opinion. Even if you don't agree with it. I don't agree with everything Stephen A. says. But I give him his respect for ascending to a position where at least his opinion is anticipated and on some levels respected. You see, it's easy to stand in a distance and throw darts and throw stones. But wow, you're in the same business. So, you know, again, I've really given this topic way more attention than I really cared to give it. Because like I told you before, I'm not an NBA guy. I think those guys are jokes. But, hey, you like what you like, whatever. Do your thing. All you people that are bitching and moaning about the size of these contracts happening, guess how they happened? TV money. Guess where most of you guys watch this horrible sport? On TV. Thank you for making these one step above D-League players multimillionaires. I don't watch that shit. So, I'll wait till October comes around and the lovely NCAA gets to ramping up, and I'll anticipate every week's battle because every game means something. And then when we get to March, I'll watch the best of the best duke it out, and I'll walk away satisfied. I won't walk away feeling like, hey, I just got hoodwinked for 82 games, and now these last 15 or 20 is what really matters. Anyway, once again, I invite the person. I'm pretty sure he's going to be listening. I invite you to have your opinion. You can send it. You can send a verbal feedback if you like, sir. You can send written feedback if you like, sir. Whatever floats your boat. I'd like to hear your, wait for it, opinion. I'm not going to just turn away because, oh, you said something I don't agree with. Please. You can send that information to indeepshow@yahoo.com. Spelled all the way out, I-N-D-E-E-P-S-H-O-W, yahoo.com. If it's going to be shorter than 3 minutes, you can put it on voicemail, 202-750-1437. If it's going to be longer than 3 minutes and you still want to get your, you want us to hear the inflections in your voice and everything as you come at your man, Furious Styles, formerly known as your man, Big B, you can record it on your voicemail and you can email it to me. Either way, I'm a man up. I'll wait for you. I'll hear what you got to say. You know, you had some pretty important people on that thread with you. If you want to go and do your best Kevin Durant imitation and link up with some of those people on the thread so you guys can compare notes and then come at me, well, I welcome that too. I ain't even gonna say the people that was on the thread. Not worried about it. Say what you got to say. Let's have a chat. Anyway, gotta get out of here, man. My time has run over. Appreciate you all for riding with me. It's your man, Fury Styles. I'm out.